This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
If you can find the time to explore the mind of a stripper,
then you can find the time to spend with your actual family.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Damn! What they on? All steroids and no carbs? Them the thick-ass kids.
This is Prime Time.
We're not like you. We're grown ups.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports. Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik with Prime Time on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy!
What's up?
Just sportsing over here.
Good Wednesday.
It is a good Wednesday. Feeling good.
How's everybody doing?
Feeling good.
Pressure meter ramping up for both of us.
Yeah. I mean, although with the, it's a five-game series. Being up 2-1, you feel a little better that you got the cushion. You know, I don't want to go back to Philadelphia for a game five, but...
Well, I don't have a 2-1 cushion.
No.
So
no.
You're not thinking about me. You're only thinking about yourself.
Thinking about myself again,
Jason.
Yes.
We're in this together.
You're sitting there at 1-1, so...
This is a big game for us
This
tonight.
Is a big game.
Now,
I mean,
for you guys...
the pivotal game three.
I think it is the pivotal game three. When you're playing in a five-game series and it's tied 1-1, come on, game three is going to win it a lot of the time.
What's the percentage of that? Do we know? It's got to be like 70% if you win that
actually,
game. Like,
it's closer to 80.
Yeah. I would imagine
it's like
so.
79%. Game three is, if it's a 1-1 series and you win the third one, it's enormous. So... When we got that one, and I don't know about you, I mean, I know you're not quite there, although you feel pretty, you were pretty cocky the other day about the Royals. I have my pucker factor, my winker factor has gone from like a 72 going into the postseason where I had no faith in the Mets. And I'm not quite just believing it's a team of destiny, but I'm feeling this is as confident as I felt about a Mets team maybe ever. Because you're playing with house money. You're not supposed to be here. And I really do think that this right now looks as good as any team in baseball. So what the hell, man?
Let's the vibes are there. They just have the look.
Yeah, they've
had the look for months.
Yeah.
But I need to correct you on one thing.
Go for it.
Now, I am not a cocky Royals fan.
You felt a little cocky the other day. You had a couple of cocktails in you and you were
again,
talking trash.
Again, as I pointed out to you, it is not because I think the Royals are going to win the series, although I do feel decent about it. I think the Yankees are a little overrated. I'm not going to lie. Royals are playing well, but the Royals are not, they're not a great team. Okay. But they're playing well.
Playing well.
The reason I came across that way is because I am trying desperately to get under the skin of our two local Yankee fans here.
It's working.
I think it is working.
It's working.
It's absolutely working. Because I sit across from one of them, and it's the first thing he talks to me about
I'm
every
right
day
in
now.
Their kitchen.
You are.
And it's great. And Ryan Cooley, so tomorrow is game four. No matter who wins tonight, between the Royals and Yankees. Mm-hmm. So again, I just want to clarify, I am not counting my chickens.
Okay.
What I am trying to do is if the Royals go down to the Yankees, we're going down swinging and talking some serious S. And there, I would do this with no other team.
Jake is like...
Only the Yankees.
Jake is like the Yankee Jake. Is like
he's the nicest guy.
He's the nicest person in the building.
Yeah. I think he's thrown for a loop.
I've never seen him be flustered. I've never seen anyone go at him. And I think he does it because he's so affable and nice. I don't know if anyone's ever come at him like this.
Well,
and out of nowhere, Rob's buzzing the tower. I think he is beyond flustered.
Well, he should get used to it. He's a Yankee fan. I mean, come on. If this is the first time someone's come at you for being a Yankee fan.
Well, remember, but he's from there. So Yankee fan back east, it's different.
Welcome to the world.
Welcome.
You're out of the bubble, buddy.
Welcome to the West
Not
Coast.
Not everybody's a Yankee fan. You
put your big boy pants on. Rob is here.
That's right.
Asachi coming
the
at
mighty
you.
Mighty Royals. Well, anyway, I just wanted to clarify that. But what I was going to tell you is, Ryan Cooley, who is one of our fearless leaders. I think we're down to like two leaders.
I think so.
Three.
I believe he is the second. If we're ranking the fearless leaders.
He's second in line here.
He's second. He's not Genghis Khan, but he's like Napoleon. He's right behind.
Yeah, when Kim can't handle a matter.
Then it goes to Cooley.
It goes to Cooley.
Yeah. And his little short pants.
And then after that, I don't even know. It might be you.
I don't know. I don't know.
But Jeff Austin, of course, is our station fearless leader.
Yeah, he's more of a figurehead.
But anyway,
sort of thing.
I texted Cooley and I said, hey, you know, tomorrow's game four. And you and I have a little business to tend to here at about 4 o'clock. And then I want to invite you to watch game four with me.
Ooh.
I said this to Cooley. This was yesterday at like noon.
Did he accept?
He has not responded.
I was going to say.
And that I love. That means
is he a coward?
He doesn't know what to do.
No. Or is the sales retreat just that big of a deal?
Is that where they're at a retreat?
I think so. We haven't seen any of them for 2 days.
Some of them have come back, though. I saw salesman Kurt Ludwig.
Oh, that's right. He did come back.
He's back.
Yeah. Well, the drunk ones are still there.
That's true.
So anyway.
He wants nothing to do
with
that.
He wants nothing to do with that. And it was his suggestion before the series. Hey, we should watch a game together. I'm like, all right, well, guess what? We don't have a show Thursday. The big game four in Kansas City. Lace them up, you little bitch. Let's go.
If that happens, I would like to come and just be a fly on the wall. You need like a judge. You need like someone that's fair and impartial, although I hate the Yankees. So I don't know how fair and impartial I'll be, but I would just like to be there to see it because I do think that you have rattled the cages of both Yankee fans.
This is what I wanted.
And it's fantastic.
I'm cooking on their grill.
You are
and
cooking
I'm just
on
a little
their grill
Royals
right
fan.
Now. Yeah.
The little Royals.
You know what? I'm going to cook on your grill.
You know, dude, you're not just cooking on the grill. You're bringing like grilled onions. You're doing different stuff.
And you know what?
It's got a hibachi.
It's over your
helmet. Here's another thing. Another thing is, and I don't know if the Royals are going to win the series, but I'm telling you, those Yankees are overrated, and I think they know it. I think they're starting to see it. They're like, oh, if Judge doesn't hit 80 bombs, we don't have a lot of guys who can come through.
Well, I think the Phillies have some of this too, man. You were talking about the other day when your lineup is all mashers and you get to the postseason and the mash isn't working, you know, you can find yourself striking out an awful lot.
Yeah. Tigers beat the Guardians today.
Yeah, well,
that's
a whole other thing.
Now, that's a surprise.
That's a surprise. Like, the Mets were supposed to be good and then they stunk and then they decided to be good again. The Tigers weren't really supposed to be good. They decided not to be good. They got rid of a bunch of people. And then for some unknown reason, they got good again. Like that is...
Well, they brought up a bunch of good young players.
That is the definition of what the hell.
So
the Tigers are really the story.
It's not unknown. It's they went young.
Yeah.
And they got better.
Yeah.
How about that?
Well, and they're on the doorstep now of closing out... And closing out the Indians or... Guardian, sorry. And are we on the
canceled?
Canceled. Are we on the precipice of having another Bumgardner? I mean,
what? Who? Who are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about? For the Tigers?
Scooble?
Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah.
Scooble.
He's pretty good.
Well, he didn't
good.
Pitch today.
He didn't pitch today. He gets does he get tomorrow?
I think he gets tomorrow.
Yeah,
and that's my
he can close
if you've seen his two games though that he's pitched.
He's amazing.
Yeah, he's been
so I'm saying
awesome.
If he goes tomorrow and he closes out the Guardians, dude, we got a little And he's firing. He's telling people to F off. His mom's texting him and telling him to knock it off. He's got just that. He's got a little postseason something going with the Tigers.
Well, I thought the Guardians would take care of them.
Yeah.
But No. Stephen Kwan had 3 hits today. The rest of the team had 3 hits.
Yeah.
They scored. They did nothing.
No, they got shut down 3-0.
3-0.
Yeah.
They did nothing. And the Tigers had a bullpen game.
Yeah.
Like, they have no other pitchers outside of Skubal that start.
Yeah.
And yet, here they are.
Yeah. It's the damnedest thing,
with all these arms who throw, like, an inning in the third, and they never give up S.
And yet somehow it's working.
It's crazy.
I gotta think, but I think he's going tomorrow, and that's kind of, because obviously I've seen a bunch of stuff on him, and it's like, dude, if he goes and closes him out again, we've got a situation here where you just get a guy that's unhittable that can win you 2 games every series, and when it goes to 7, maybe he wins you 3.
Well, it's a big day. One, because we don't have a show tomorrow.
Yeah, Detroit says undecided, by the way.
Yeah.
So, huh. We'll see.
I wonder what they'll do. Like, who else do they even have?
Well, it's either you go him, or do you just think, hey, we hold him back, get an extra day, and then if you need him in game 5, you know, you drop the hammer.
Well, when did he pitch last, you say?
That was Sunday? Go back, when did he pitch? How many days?
No, it was Monday.
Was it Monday?
Wait, what is today?
Today's Wednesday.
Today's Wednesday. So Thursday would be the game.
But if it's his turn and he's ready, I don't think you hold him back. I think you just...
Yeah, he pitched Monday.
No, he didn't pitch. Did he?
Yeah, he did. Because they lost Saturday. They got smoked. So he had to have pitched Monday. Because he didn't pitch today.
No, he didn't.
Unless he just pitched like on Sunday in some random gym somewhere.
Yeah, that's possible. Yeah, he's just out there throwing some Jim Harbaugh milk games.
So if he pitched Monday, he ain't pitching tomorrow.
A lot of milk.
Yeah, he'll, I guess.
Hence the undecided.
Yeah, just undecided, and then you hold him back, and if you don't get it, you know that you've got that as a ace in your pocket.
Yeah, game 5 of that series would be Saturday. And that would be Skubal.
Yeah.
Game 4 is tomorrow. They're up 2-1.
Yes.
Over the Guardians. All right. Well, I'm out of here.
You don't want to talk about Spencer Rattler? Hot Spencer Rattler news?
I don't care about Spencer Rattler.
You don't?
No. Well, he's starting for one of the 16 NFL games.
I know.
Someone has correctly pointed out that you do have the opportunity to have a parlay against Drake May and Spencer Rattler this weekend. Just saying.
That's
okay.
Tasty.
Wait, who are they playing? Because I thought Haener
came in. Saints
play the Bucks.
Yeah, and Haener did come in. They're bypassing him.
I think it's the Texans.
So they have Haener and Rattler?
Yes. And Haener came in when Carr got hurt, but they're going to Rattler.
Why?
So
I don't know if Haener got hurt or if they just want to give Rattler a crack. I'm not sure.
Well, Haener didn't look good.
Well, and supposedly Rattler was playing well in the preseason. There was some talk that they liked him and that could he compete for that job, but I get Spencer Rattler versus the Bucks, and I get Drake May versus the Texans. I'll tell you what. I like a little parlay against rookie quarterbacks. Let's go.
Who the Patriots playing again, you said?
Patriots at home against the Texans, Saints at home against the Bucks.
Okay. That is exciting.
It is exciting.
It's my sports pants tight.
Yeah. Hot NFL sports pants.
No, guys, we have a big show because we have no show tomorrow.
Yes.
So we're moving Dan Lanning to Friday, Joey Harrington Friday. Today, Bar 2 is coming on. Mm-hmm. Do you know him, Dave Bar 2?
I'm familiar with his work.
The Matrix.
Yes.
He has hot thoughts on Ohio State and Oregon.
I think everyone has hot thoughts on Ohio State and Oregon.
I got to tell you, I don't.
You don't?
I can't wait for the game.
I bet his are the most data-driven and scientific and not about feel.
And that's what I like about him is, like, I don't know what to think of this game. I just can't wait for them to lace him up and see what happens.
Yeah.
If there's any person of all the stupid pundits who spew their hot takes, if there's any person I actually want to hear how they frame this game, it's Bar 2.
Yeah.
Because he comes with actual data.
Yes.
And I don't know what to make of the data because neither team has really played anyone that great.
Take that.
You know what I'm saying? So the data that I always look at, I'm like, well, is that overinflated because I haven't played anyone or this or that?
This
so
game
Bar
is
2 is going to tell us all kinds of things. And that, Jason, is going to be at 5:15.
This game is the definition of the numbers tell you one thing, and then your eyes say you haven't played anyone. So, yeah, you don't know what to make of it. I'm not going to say that any of these numbers are hollow, because both teams are obviously really good. Ohio State has better numbers in most categories. They just do.
But again,
they haven't played anyone.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So I think Dave's numbers are... Or how he views this game will be a bigger picture view. And I'm interested in that because, you know, like I said yesterday, I can't be convinced that Oregon is as talented as Ohio State. I just can't be. But maybe Dave comes on here and says, you know what, they actually are because he follows all this stuff.
He does.
So that's why we're having Bar 2 on at 5:15.
Yeah, I can. I've just learned over the years. Dismiss Dave at your own peril.
That's right.
When Dave brings something, it is not Stephen A. hot takes. It may not always be right. You may not always agree with it, but it is data driven.
The man has been on Vandy this year from game one.
Yes.
And what have they done?
Well, they just beat Alabama.
Oh!
More importantly, Dave had at the beginning of the college football season in the NFL, I always throw out little kind of teaser bets. I'm not going to say I loaded up, but I put a bigger than normal wager when Dave was all in, Jetta and the Bug, on Vandy at the first game of the year.
And they were like a 13-point dog or something. It was like a 3.5 or 4-to-1 money line play.
Yeah, and it was straight Vandy.
Well, big show, bar 2-5-15. We're going to do a lot of Ohio State, Oregon today. That is the subject of our poll question. We'll start there next, and we'll have Ohio State, Oregon betting numbers coming up on The Fan. All right, welcome back. Going on? Big Wednesday program.
Love our Wednesdays.
We do. We've got both of our teams going to be on during the show. I don't know how guys like, do guys like, you know, like the big New York yell at the radio guys that pretend to be like super huge fans and about the Jets and the Mets.
Boy's ass!
Yeah, that guy, Don LaGreca. Yeah. Do they watch games during their show?
I don't know.
And like, what does that sound like?
Like, yeah, like Softy up in Seattle, like he cries.
Yeah, does he watch? Well, what time's he on?
I would assume he watches.
Is he an afternoon guy?
He's a midday guy.
Is it just me or the biggest blowhards the morning guys, though? Are there usually not games on when they're on the air?
Yeah, that's true. Because LaGreca, he's morning. Right?
I feel like most of that kind of East Coast media, like,
boo his ass.
They're really loud and angry when they first wake up.
Yeah. Look, I can get invested, but you're not.
You piece of garbage!
You're not going to get tears out of me or a piece of garbage.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
Francis.
We got to balance the show and our teams and do things for you guys out there, hot content. But we're both playing today, all four division series in action.
Yeah,
and then no show tomorrow, so we got a lot to squeeze in. Dave Bar 2-5-15. Let's get to our poll question. Okay,
let's do it.
It's on X at 1080 The Fan. Yesterday we asked you, to date, what is the most memorable game in Autzen Stadium history? 44% of our voters said Kenny Wheaton 1994.
Yeah, that makes sense.
31% said Civil War 2009. A little surprised by that.
Yeah.
Over 14% who said Michigan 2003. And then 11% said Oklahoma 2006.
Forgot about little old Oklahoma, huh? I remember that game and thinking that was a program-defining game. The Civil War makes sense because it was against the Beavs and for the right to go to the Rose Bowl. So I get that.
Today's question, which school would you most want to see come play at Autzen Stadium? Georgia, Alabama, Texas, or Ohio State?
Oh.
Yeah.
To me, that's Alabama.
How about that?
You know.
Well, I put Ohio State on there because I want to see how this game, I want to see where Ohio State ranks amongst those other three, because I'm guessing Alabama and Georgia will win.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was a bobbled play.
Who's that over there?
They should have had it. They should have had it at third.
Oh, that's Vientos.
Yep. Yeah, the little dribbler there. And
well,
there was a play at the plate.
He's held his own. He's done a good job.
I'm not going to. He is not anywhere near my hate bucket, but that should have been an out. Yeah. They gave up a run.
1-0 Phillies. Yeah.
It's all right.
Fourth inning.
That's all right.
Who do you guys got going tomorrow? See, now we're thinking game five.
Now we're thinking into game five.
Who do you have going on? Would that be Friday? Tomorrow?
There'd have to be a day off because it would go back to Philly. Who would they be throwing? If you're back to the top, it would either be if you wanted to, you'd be the Ghost Fork or Peterson. Oh. They kind of did because he only threw like two innings and then they went to Peterson. So I think if you're going back, if you're going back to the top of the rotation,
if they throw Senga, are you worried?
No, he only pitched two innings and he gave up the one, but. No, and I'm assuming if you're doing that, you're going to do something similar where you've got Peterson ready to go, whether you're doing more of a Senge opener and then going to Peterson, or you just see how far you see how far he can go. Now, at this point, I'm not worried. I'm not.
Okay.
If you trust him, he had pitched one game all year, and you trusted him to start game one, you know, they're making the right moves. I am not going to sit here and second guess that. It's not going to be me.
So right now Alabama is hammering that poll question.
Well, and because
at 63%.
Well, remember it's the one that we haven't seen.
No, I know. And I knew Alabama would win. I just thought with it being Ohio State week, yeah. I thought Ohio State would be up there. Yeah. I mean, maybe not with Alabama, but they only have 5% so far. Well, it's Alabama 63.
Is Oregon just doing that? We've already beat Ohio State at Ohio State, so whatever.
Well, additionally, I think if they weren't now in the same conference, yeah. if they were still yeah. non-conference foes, it might be way different. But you're like, well, of course we're going to see them eventually. They'll come here every other year or something like it.
So, Texas is second at 21%. Georgia, 11%. That's low to me. I would think that Duck fans would want to see Georgia come to Autzen and then yeah. Ohio State at 5%.
Yeah.
About that.
To me, that's about where I'd go. Clearly, it'd be Alabama. Never played them. As far as I know, they've never played. Alabama, even with DeBoer now, I mean, they're the gold standard of college football for the last 20 years. You can't question that. You've already seen Georgia, and by the way, that didn't go so well. You've seen Ohio State. You're going to see Ohio State most years, although some years I'm sure you'll miss them in the Big Ten scheduling. So, you know, to me, it's about right. I would go Alabama overwhelming, Georgia too, and then Ohio State. And then, you know, I think it'd be fun. And that's why, the Big Ten is cool. Like, Penn State would be fun. LSU would be fun. I just would like to see different matchups. Like, and I know it's not quite the same because they're not, quote, back, even though they're undefeated. You know who I would love to see come to Autzen and is Miami.
Yeah, I thought about putting them on there.
I mean, you got Cristobal. The Hurricanes, again, great traditional program. As far like a home and away with Miami would be fantastic.
What about Notre Dame?
Yeah, Notre Dame would be awesome too. Like just stuff like that. Like if I'm a fan and I even thought this way as a player. Like and I know I made a mistake by going to BYU and I one of my mistakes about BYU, I'm being dead serious, isn't the church and the non-drinking and sex and stuff. There's ways around that. But one of the things that I don't think I fully appreciated when I made the decision to go there was week to week playing New Mexico and UNLV, it sucks. It's just not the same as when you were in the, had I gone to Oregon or Washington or wherever, playing good, not good, but known commodities week in and week out. But every year when I would look at our schedule, I was always excited. And we scheduled well. You know, we played Notre Dame. We played Virginia. We played Mississippi State. We played Florida State. We played Alabama, Washington, Arizona State. I loved Cal. I loved seeing those games on my schedule. And so as a fan or as a player, I'm telling you, it's all the same thing. No one wants to see like Tallahassee JUCO. No one wants to see that. And so, yeah, it may benefit you scheduling-wise, but I promise you, no one in Oregon was excited as those players to play Idaho. No one was excited to play Portland State. Those just games don't mean anything to you. It's just, it's an extra week of practice. It's an exhibition game, and it stinks. And so I would just love to get to the point where you look up on a regular basis and we're seeing teams that we don't traditionally see because there's so many good programs out there. I'm excited for Oregon-Wisconsin later this year. That's a great game. You know, throw Iowa in the mix. Just being able to see different teams that you don't traditionally see that are known commodities, even if they're not top 10 teams, that's good for a fan base. It's good for players.
Yeah, somebody asked, when is the last time Alabama came out west? Didn't they just a couple years ago?
Yeah, they played SC and beat the brakes off of them.
Where was that game?
It might have been in Vegas.
That sounds right.
I think that's right.
Yeah, it might have been in Vegas, and they absolutely thumped them. Georgia came out and played Arizona State a couple years ago, beat the brakes off them. So just, I understand the they never come out, but when they do, guys, dude, they kick your ass. So
I think that's why Alabama and Georgia win this poll.
Yeah, you just...
Texas is second, but I think the SEC has a little bit more cachet people want to see.
Yeah, people are always, some people are saying it was in Dallas. I know that we get the all, you know, the butt hurt and like, oh, they never go anywhere. Well, beat them and force them to. Like, and I know that when Oregon played Georgia, it wasn't out west. But do you really think if that game had been played in SoFi, it would have made a difference?
Or in Vegas?
Beat you 49-3? When Oregon went and played LSU, dude, LSU, and that was in Dallas too, LSU just whipped your ass. Like, you got to win those games. And then you can start doing the they never go anywhere. But when you do get a chance to play those teams and they bludgeon you and leave you beaten and broken, it's hard to turn around and be like, well, they don't go anywhere. You got to stop with that mentality. And Oregon, by the way, is like when Oregon went to Ohio State, they went into the Den and they beat Ohio State's ass. That's the sort of thing you have to do on a consistent basis in order to start being able to do that. Well, no one travels anywhere, because believe it or not, it may be, quote, neutral site games, but the Georgias and the Bamas, their non-con is usually a pretty decent schedule. Like, there's usually one or two really good matchups in there. Texas and Michigan played, for God's sakes, this year in a non-conference game to start the season.
Yeah, you don't
lace
really
them up, you little bitch.
You don't
let's
really
go.
Need Bama. Well, you don't need to schedule tough non-conference games anymore.
No,
I mean, those games are, you know, you're in the Big Ten now, so probably aren't going to see any home and homes with. Not that they would do it anyway, but the Alabamas of the world. I'm seeing here on internet, and I'm doing preliminary research here, so please understand that this could change as my research team tackles this topic.
You're doing your own research?
The last time, yes, that's what my fearless leader told me to do.
I do like the own research, yes.
The last time Alabama played a non-bowl, non-conference away game west of the Mississippi was University of Colorado in Boulder, 2017.
Okay.
And looking at their schedule, that does seem to check out.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing a lot of West Coast. I thought they came out West recently, but maybe that Georgia game at Arizona State, maybe that's the one I'm thinking of.
Yeah. I know occasionally that there is one of those games, and it's always when you see it, you're like, that's kind of fun. And but you got to start winning some of those.
Or LSU played USC in Vegas.
LSU played, yeah. Yeah. Well, and now that we have Vegas and SoFi, if we are getting these neutral site games, it used to be those neutral site games always were in Atlanta and Texas and Florida. But now that we have SoFi in Vegas, we're seeing more of those games going to those locations because they're big NFL stadiums. They can hold a lot, and there's a lot of money to be generated.
I am now not able to corroborate the Colorado trip. So I am back to 2016. I'm still going.
Still going.
I'm looking for a West Coast.
It's been a minute.
Non-conference football game. Well, obviously non-conference, but a West Coast football game for Alabama. Yeah. I'm trying to find one.
Vancouver Ford text line says that Alabama goes to Arizona in 2032. So there's that.
Wow, really?
Hey, that's fun.
I mean, I haven't fact-checked this.
Well, they're
this
not going to play that.
Probably not.
Probably not.
Zero chance they go there.
You never know. Yeah, you know.
But it's on the schedule.
I pretty much know. 2014. I'm just going to keep going. I'm keeping the Seggy here until we...
until we find something.
Put your big boy pants on. Rop is here.
You know what? And this is kind of my point that I laugh at anyone trying to throw shade at Alabama. You know what anyone at Alabama will say to this little segment where we don't play anyone? Alabama's going to hold up not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, six, I believe, Saban won there. Because then he wins seven total, one of them in LSU.
So I think that's right.
I think Nick has six. So, you know.
Yeah, I mean, they don't care.
No, they don't. Because, again, they have six championships.
But the fans here want a shot at Alabama. They want Bama.
Then make the national championship game.
Well, they're trying.
Because that's where they're at. That's like me taking a shot at Golden State. I'm like, your dynasty sucks. Bunch of cowards.
Well, could you make the argument that Ducks have gone to the championship twice and Alabama ducked them?
Yeah, they weren't even in
it. Exactly. They're ducking them. They don't want
them. Freaking Auburn showed up.
They don't want this smoke.
They don't want them. They don't want any of this.
I'm back at 2007 and I got nothing. So I don't think they've ever come out west. Let's go ahead and just say that.
It's never happened.
It's never happened.
Well, I think Alabama, I don't remember if it was Alabama or if it was USC that went there, but USC did force Alabama to allow black players into their team. That did happen. I was like in like the late 60s, early 70s.
Mm-hmm, they're welcome.
Alabama played USC and it didn't go so well. And like the very next season, Bear Bryant was like, yeah, we should probably get some black guys on our team. And then the rest of the South was like, yeah, probably. That's yeah. Yeah. You think about that. That was in basically in our lifetime that the idea was that there's no way that those black guys can compete against the whites in football. That was a real thought. That really happened in our lifetime. Amazing.
All right. There's poll. Vote on X at 1080 The Fan. Which school would you most want to see come play at Autzen Stadium? Alabama blowing the doors off the competition. Yeah. They're followed by Texas, then Georgia, and Ohio State only at 5%.
Someone said, I'd love to see DeBoer come back and beat Oregon for a fourth time.
Is that another reason why people are picking Alabama here?
That's a great text. Whoever sent that in, kudos to you.
That's good, Zinger.
That was well played.
You think that's another reason they're picking Alabama?
Maybe.
Is DeBoer.
Another shot at DeBoer. Do you want another shot at DeBoer?
Bring that dude
Do you
on.
See the smoke that he's catching for wearing t-shirts?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. You can't lose wearing a t-shirt.
Yeah, you can't be wearing t-shirts
No,
out there.
Dude. Throw a collar on. Saban's disgusted. Throw a quarter zip on that you got from Costco like a real man.
What is this, bowling?
You don't wear a t-shirt bowling.
See?
College shirts.
That's my point.
Even the dude
Not even
that.
In bowling.
Not even in bowling.
All right. Let's get to some betting numbers. Oregon, Ohio State. Next, here's Buck.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Playing hurt today. Don't have my drop board over here. I don't know what's going on with this computer.
Whoa, that's not good.
No, I reset it and everything because that's what you're supposed to do, right? Reset it.
Yeah, when in doubt, turn it off. Turn
Are
it
you
on.
Logged in?
Yeah.
If you tried hitting it. If you tried
Oh, no. Let's try
it.
That. You want me to hit it?
Yeah.
Live on the air?
Yeah, call it a bitch.
Are you guys ready?
See what happens. How'd that work?
That didn't work.
There's nothing better than when you do something like that and it does work and you're like, oh.
Sometimes
my.
It does.
Yeah, sometimes it
you
works.
Freaking bitch! Come on, you piece of. Well, anyway, I've got some betting numbers, Ohio State, Oregon, if you'd like.
Yeah, what do we got?
Well, how do you think Ohio State does in top five matchups? They played a lot of them.
I don't think anyone does great in top five matchups. It's usually about a 50-50 curve. So I'll say that. I'll say they're about 50%.
In top five matchups, Ohio State has now lost three straight and four of the last five.
Okay.
They are...
Some of that's Michigan, obviously, right?
Against top 10 teams since 2018, they are 6-13-1 against the spread.
Oh, all right. So, and they're favored by what, 3.5, 4?
Depending on where you look, I believe that is correct.
Yeah. So.
So that is the second worst number against the spread against the top 10 in college football. Ooh. Behind Michigan State.
Very intriguing.
Who is 3-13 against the spread. By the way, these numbers come to us from Action Network.
Okay.
Okay.
Gotta I don't cite know if that the, has anything to do with anything, but
yeah, no,
leads you to believe that they haven't been great in those big games.
Maybe a little overvalued in big games.
Possible. But I'm telling you, I've looked at this over the years, and most of the time, even the big boys, the Sabins and the Kirby Smarts, you know, and Bartu talks about this a lot, that most of those teams, like 95% of the games they play, they have an overwhelming amount of talent versus the other squad. When you get, even Chip was like this. Remember, Chip was rolling people when he was at Oregon. But when Chip played people that were... that out-recruited him or better, you know, the Auburns and the LSUs of the world, Chip was about a 500 football coach, which is kind of on par for most of the teams, although it sounds like Ohio State is, you know, they've...
Not that great, Bob.
Not that great recently. And again, some of that's probably going to be the college football playoff, and, you know, Michigan is what, 3 straight years Michigan's got them, if I'm not mistaken?
That's correct, JC yeah, Babes.
So, I mean, that's 3 of those.
No, didn't Ohio State beat him? No, they beat him last year.
Michigan got him.
They won the title.
Michigan got him at least last 2 years, and I think they've got him the last 3 years, if I'm not mistaken. James Franklin. Yeah, Kirk Franklin of the singing variety. James Franklin is awful in those games. And, you know,
you're
that's
speaking
like,
Japanese.
And that's like the Bo Pelini thing, right? I mean, Bo Pelini, like, there's some guys that win 9-10 games every year, see James Franklin, but they can't win the games that matter.
You're making me uncomfortable.
And that's the big boys. Big game Bob Stoops made his name off of that. And then for the last 10 years he was at Oklahoma, Bob was the definition of meh.
Okay, do you know when the last time Oregon was a home dog?
Last time Oregon was a home dog.
It's been a while.
Trying to think of who would have rolled in here. Well, they had some, the down year, like yeah. The Helfrich year. Mm-hmm. Someone had to, it had to be like that. With
it was later than that.
It was later than that? Yeah. Crystal ball?
2018, okay. The Ducks were home dogs to Washington with Justin Herbert and CJ Verdell. Mm. And they won. They beat him in overtime.
Oh.
30-27.
So everything, by the way, at this point, load up all your life savings on Oregon versus Ohio State.
Now, here's the other one. When was the last time the Ducks were a home dog against a team not based in the Mountain or Pacific time zone?
Run that by me again.
When was the last time Oregon was a home dog against a team not based in the Mountain or Pacific time zone?
A home dog. So someone that came from... from central to east. They were favorites against maybe that Michigan squad?
2003 Michigan.
Yeah.
And Oregon won that
Oregon
game.
Won that game.
31-27. Prior to Alabama v. Georgia a few weeks ago, which that game was won by Alabama, The last top five team to close as a home underdog against another top five team was Notre Dame in 2020 against Clemson. And Notre Dame won that game.
So what we're saying here 40. Is there is no chance that Oregon loses this game.
I don't think Ohio State should show up.
No, they shouldn't. I mean, what is Ohio State doing? What are
they
the troops
even
fighting
doing?
For? What is Ohio State
Why
doing?
Why are you even coming here?
What are the Colorado Rockies? Oregon is going to crush Ohio State.
The best part of football is football. And so you got to do football.
They will do
They're
football.
They're going to do football.
They will do it. Not as well as Oregon, but they will do football.
Top five home dogs in top five matchups. This is the last 30 years.
Okay,
so now we're going bigger sample size here.
Yeah, that is a big sample size.
Top five home underdogs in top five matchups the last 30 years. There have been 17 of those, and the underdog has won outright only 8 times. 8 and 9.
Interesting. Who were the, do we?
No, wrong. That is straight up. I'm sorry. That is the ATS number against the spread.
Okay.
The home underdog in the top five matchup has covered 8 of the 17 times. They have won 5 of the 17 times. Okay. So they are 5-12.
So that's the first one that leads you to believe that Oregon may not win by 40.
So maybe
points.
Ohio State does get on the bus.
Barely.
Or the plane.
They think about getting on the plane.
Or the chopper.
Franking the door with a double, by the way.
Top 5 home underdogs since 1990. So if you're in the top 5 mm-hmm. and you are an underdog at home since 1990, there have been 72 of those games.
Boy, that's way more than I would have thought.
Well, again, this isn't against other top 5 teams.
Yeah,
this is
just your top 5.
You're an underdog yeah. and you're a top 5 team.
But most of the time, if you're a top 5 team at home,
you're not an underdog.
Although
often.
To be fair, there are a lot of years where you get top 5 teams
yes.
that like
conference games.
Right, and then,
think like Georgia, Bama, yeah, things like that.
Yeah, weird things happen.
Lowell, like this one, Oregon, Ohio State.
Yeah.
The straight up number, 72 games, the home underdog has won only 19 of those games.
Ooh, that's not good.
So Ohio State should come
Ohio
out.
State probably, now,
on second thought.
Probably on second thought are going to get on the airplane. Probably.
Yeah. And against the spread, the home dog is 29-42-1.
So if you're top 5 and a home dog, you may be in trouble.
Well, since 1990,
I wonder
the last
how much,
34 years,
I wonder how much that is. Like when you're a home dog and you're a top 5 team, that if you're a dog, that means the team coming for you is pretty, like you said. That's that Alabama's coming in to cook on your grill.
They're eating the dogs.
And by the way, that may be Ohio State
literally eating the dogs.
Like going into this game, remember Urban Meyer at the start of the year, and Urban says like, "Hey, dude, I am not blowing smoke." He thinks that this right here is the best Ohio State team in this kind of this run of it. And there's a lot of people that were saying that at the start of the year, and that may be the case. We just don't know. We at the end of this game, we may look up and be like, "Yeah, that Ohio State team was really good." We don't know because they haven't played anybody.
Well, I just think guys like him in shows like that are prone to hyperbole like that.
Sure.
And of course, he coached there. And
but there is a lot of smart people to say that this team is loaded.
But I think that when you have a team, what are you drinking over there?
That would be a Monster Ultra Peach.
Sounds hot.
It's actually quite cold.
I think when you, I don't know. I need to see a special quarterback. I'm not sure that they have that. You know, it's like, I think back to C.J. Stroud.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't that team, who did they lose to when they lost in a shootout with Stroud in the playoff by a field goal?
Who did they lose
playoffs?
To?
You remember that?
I do kind of remember that. I'd have to
that
go back
team
and take
was
a look.
Damn good.
Yes,
and they lost in the semifinal.
Was it
Bam?
Was it Georgia?
Georgia?
Was that the one where the kid missed the field goal at
right
the end?
At the end?
I think that might
And I
have
think
been,
everyone counted the Ohio State out.
I think that was the year that Bama played Georgia in the final. Yes. I just don't remember which one they played. Ohio State played.
I think that was the Georgia game. And I think everyone was like, "Oh, Georgia's going to smoke Ohio State." And yeah. C.J. Stroud, they dropped like 50 on him.
It was Georgia.
Yeah.
Yep.
That team was pretty damn good.
Yeah, he went.
Even though they didn't
and Ohio State had a kick for the win that should have been made.
Yeah, he went 23-34, 4 tutties, and he carved him up. But yeah, they missed a field goal. It was a long field goal, but they missed it.
I just think when you're when you're saying things like that, oftentimes, you know, these teams like Ohio State are always loaded with talent.
Yeah.
But oftentimes, their most special teams of all of the loaded teams have that really special quarterback. I think back to the Clemson teams with Deshaun Watson and Trevor Lawrence.
And Will Howard probably doesn't
That's not the
fit
guy.
That mold.
That's not the
but
guy.
But neither does Dylan Gabriel, which is kind of fun because it's the same.
Yeah, but they're not in the same class
as
Urban Meyer saying that this is Ohio State's most talented team ever. Or what did he say? This is their best team ever? Especially 5 games in when they haven't played anybody. Come on.
Well, he said that before the season even started.
All right.
So.
All right. Well,
we'll see.
Maybe he's right, but I think he's full of crap.
Well, that's what I'm saying. At the end of this game, we may look back and be like, "Oh, you know, Georgia was a lot of hype," or excuse me, Ohio State, or we look back like what Georgia was and we're like, "Yeah, that was this real good team."
Well, so the Georgia team that whipped the crap out of Dan Lanning, team
they won national title.
Yeah, it was
the back-to-back. So yeah. Lanning won the first one with them.
Yes, correct.
And then they kicked his ass when he comes here, and they win again.
Yes.
And now he wins one.
And that team was actually...
Yeah, they were loaded.
Unlike
their quarterback.
Yeah, Stetson Bennett.
Yeah.
Like, we don't know what the Ohio State team is all about. That Georgia team, yeah, we know what that was about.
Of course, Stetson Bennett is not like, I mean, I don't think he falls into that. Deshaun Watson,
no, but he
Trevor
was a,
Lawrence,
he was
Jameis Winston.
He was a really good college
because Winston's another one. Yeah. When Oregon has been special with Mariota,
yeah.
I mean, it's just, you know.
And you're talking about quarterbacks that win a big game. Dylan Gabriel beat number three Texas in the Red River game last year. Yeah. So he's done it against a top three opponent.
Yeah, Dylan Gabriel, is he getting some smoke?
I don't know if he's getting smoke. Look, Dylan Gabriel
hasn't looked
good.
As sharp, to be
no,
fair.
I think we believed that Dylan Gabriel was going to be Bo Nix part two or better. And I know it's early on. Bo Nix, that's a disservice to Bo Nix. As good as Dylan Gabriel has been, Bo Nix was a better quarterback to me, significant better quarterback than what Dylan Gabriel
was. Well, Bo Nix year two was leaps and bounds ahead of Bo Nix year one, and Gabriel's in year one here,
and
the only year.
You got to remember, too, that Gabriel doesn't quite have the O-line quite yet.
True.
That Nix had.
Nope. A lot of weapons on the outside, though.
Yeah, but, I mean, if you can't, like, they've had to move him around a bit here, they didn't have to do that with Nix. They were just picking people apart.
Yeah.
Great offensive line. All right, we got to go. Coming up next, an unlikely ally for the Ducks, complete with sports audio on the Fan. Yeah, see, Pete Alonso just struck out a couple guys on. But I think you have to give him a break, because as we just learned, you and I were Googling, Pete Alonso is from Tampa.
Yeah, heavy heart.
Perhaps a heavy heart. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, they're getting bombarded right now.
Yeah, say it's downgraded, though. It's not a Category 5 anymore, but it's going to cause some serious problems down there in Tampa.
All right, well, I've got an audio clip to play for you to wrap up the hour here.
Yeah, what do we got?
I have Rick Neuheisel for you.
Oh, what's old Ricky up to?
I don't know, quite honestly, but he's on some college football show.
I believe he's on the CBS Sports Network.
There you go.
Yeah, I hear him from time to time.
And he's backing your Ducks.
Oh, all right, what does old Ricky got to say?
You're impeccable with your information.
But Autzen.
Have you ever been to Autzen when those people get turned out?
No.
As Diego Pavia would say,
right?
This is going to be wild. This is going to be maniacal, and Eugene will come to life. And Dylan Gabriel also knows how to play on this kind of stage, having done it against your Longhorns a year ago.
How did he do
over 100 yards rushing in that game.
Taking?
I'm taking the Ducks.
Ooh.
The Ducks are winning at home.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. Oh, blimey. Sorry. Mets had two on, one out, and they couldn't get one across. You know, it's interesting that I've seen a lot of people make this pick. And, like, if we're doing this and I was going to tell you the reasons why Ohio State's going to win, and I've listened to a lot of people talk about this and I have my own views, and I do find it interesting that with Ohio State, there's a lot you point to and you say, hey, this is why I think Ohio State is going to win, right? Numbers, you know, here we go. This is what they've done. You know, red zone efficiency versus some of the deficiencies in Oregon. You know what really the only thing I've heard for why Oregon's going to win? It really is the only thing is home. That's it. You know, I've listened to Neuheisel there. What did he just say? He said Dylan Gabriel in a big game. Okay.
That's not a very good reason, is it?
It's not. And look, I'm not saying it's not going to happen, but I'm telling you, listen to as many people as you want. And I'm telling you, I noticed this morning when I was going through and I listened to probably four more of these, and I was kind of reading about the game and I was trying to look at some different highlight packages and clips, because I'm kind of a football nerd. I like learning about these things and I like watching film and I like being able to see it with my own eyes and be like, okay, I see where someone's coming from. And it is almost universal. The idea, if you're picking Oregon, it's one of two things. It's they're going to figure it out, that it's too talented a team to keep playing this way, and that they're eventually going to pop. And I find that interesting, because if you're going to pop, that's a hell of a week to pop.
Yeah, why wouldn't you have done it against a lesser opponent?
It's a hell of a week to decide to put it all together. And not that that can't happen. And the other one is just simply you're at home. And while those are I'm not saying that either one of those is a bad reason. I just find it interesting that the majority of people that make that pick, it's along the lines. I have heard that multiple times from the Rick Neuheisels of the world, that it's like, hey, Dylan Gabriel won't be shook in big games, and it's at home.
So the other thing I think happens is, like, when they play at 11 p.m. on the East Coast on a Friday against Michigan State, I don't know that many people are watching. I think people are just spitting stuff out, and there aren't that many reference points for either of these teams because they both haven't played a very impressive schedule, save for Boise State. So I think this is the kind of analysis you get on an early season big game like this when you don't really know about teams. I mean, if I were to call the reason why, I think Oregon's defense could be, like, special elite, like really, really good all three levels. I think they could shut Ohio State down. But that's not what you're hearing from all the national talking heads. It's Autzen, or they'll figure it out, like you said.
Or we just let them play and then see what happens.
Exactly.
Isn't that more fun?
It's going to be my thing. See how this goes. But that's why I say it. If I'm making a pick, I can only go with what I've seen with my own two eyes. And you're lying to yourself if you say that through the 5 weeks that Oregon looks better than Ohio State. Because they just don't. Now, you can say schedule, you can say that one's been tested more than the other one. One played Iowa, the other one played Boise State. Those are the only two tests that either one of them's got. But you're fooling yourself, and you're lying if you say that Oregon has looked better than Ohio State. Doesn't mean that they can't win, but Ohio State right now through 5 weeks has been the better team.
We'll have more on this game with the great, the indelible Dave Bartu of the College Football Matrix. He will join us today at 5:15. But up next, a baseball ball bag.
Interesting.
On the Fan. Are your balls jiggling?
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.